Mystery Theater of the Air, a library of plays that never grow old. On October 9th, 1922, the Theater Guild presented a great play. Its performance created much comment. The theme was a timely one. The world was creating order out of the post-war chaos. The age of scientific achievement was being rushed forward. Carol Čapek, a Bohemian playwright, was one of those who anticipated the rule of machines over man. Was science to become man's servant, or in the hands of the unscrupulous, his master? He wrote a play called R.U.R. Sound breaks through. We turn our backs to the sea. We look back to regard an expanse of green waving foliage. But what is this? Where are we? Huge white buildings, black ugly smokestacks, steel and stone. It might be any industrial plant in any industrial city. We draw closer. The throb of motors and huge machines. We enter the factory. Bells flying, pistons swinging, backs of steaming chemicals, hissing and spitting, sputtering dynamos. All is orderly confusion. Efficient workmen. But let us go on. We come to the offices. Rows upon rows of desks. Typewriters clattering. Adding machines clicking. Girls. Hordes of them busy at their tasks. But what is this? The intensity. The rhythm with which they work. It's unnatural. And what do we see? Each girl looks exactly like her neighbor. It is weird. Too weird. Let us go on. Ah, what have we here? The executive offices. The sign says General Manager. Let us tiptoe in. Quietly. There.
Hello. This is the central office. Yes. Send a wire to Friedrichswerks, Hamburg, Germany. Acknowledge the receipt of order for 15,000 robots. Yes, that'll be all. Now, let me see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Well?
A lady, sir, to see you.
A lady? Who is she?
She brings this card of introduction, sir.
From President Glory. Ask her to come in.
Very well, sir. This way, please.
How do you do? I have come...
With President Glory's card. That is quite sufficient.
President Glory is my father. I'm Helena Glory.
Miss Glory, this is such a great honor for us to be allowed to welcome our president's daughter that...
that you can't show me the door.
Oh, please. Sit down.
Thank you. You see, I have come with...
To look at our famous works, where people are manufactured, like all visitors. Well, we shall make it a special honor to show you more than the rest.
Thank you.
But you must agree not to divulge the last...
My word of honor.
Hardly necessary. Would you raise your veil?
Well, of course. You want to see whether I'm a squire or not?
No. I should like to see whether you're as beautiful as I think you are.
Oh, well, there.
Oh, I say. Miss Glory, you are. You are the most
beautiful... You were telling me about your factory for making people.
Hang the factory? Let's talk about... Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Chloe. Forgive my bad manners. They're not really bad manners, you know. It's just that... Well, beautiful women seldom, if ever, visit this lonely island of robots. Oh, please sit down again.
You were saying about the factory.
Huh? Oh, yes. Factory. The factory. Well, first, I suppose you'd like to hear the story of the invention.
Yes, indeed.
Well, in the year 1920, old Rossum, the great physiologist, then a young scientist, took himself to this lonely island for the purpose of studying ocean fauna. He attempted by chemical synthesis to imitate the living matter known as protoplasm till he suddenly discovered a substance which behaved exactly like living matter, although its chemical composition was different. Now...
You know that by heart.
Of course. Shall I go on?
Please do.
You see, with the help of his tinctures, he could have made whatever he wanted. A Medusa. The brain of a Socrates. A worm 50 yards long. But old man Rossum didn't have a grain of a sense of humor. So he went about... You know what?
What?
Imitating nature.
Oh.
First he tried making an artificial dog. That took him several years and resulted in a sort of a stunted calf who lived about 3 days. Then old Rossum started on the manufacture of man.
And I must divulge this to nobody?
To nobody in the world.
What a pity. It's to be found in all the school books of both Europe and America.
But do you know what isn't in the school books?
No.
That old Rossum was mad.
Oh.
Seriously, Miss Glory, you must keep this to yourself. The old crank wanted to actually make people.
But you do make people.
Approximately. Old Rossum meant it literally. He wanted to become a sort of a scientific substitute for God. He wanted to prove that God was no longer necessary. Do you know anything of anatomy?
No, very little.
Well, neither do I. Well, old Rossum spent 10 years trying to reproduce everything as in the human body. Oh, it was a bungled mess. Well, along came young Rossum. He said, it's absurd to spend 10 years making a man. If you can't make him quicker than nature, you might as well shut up shop.
Nothing about that in school books.
No, I should hope not. Well, young Rossum started in the business from an engineer's point of view. This isn't boring you, Miss Glory.
Oh, no, indeed. It's awfully interesting.
Do you play a piano?
Why, yes.
Oh, that's good. Now, young Rossum, a reason that a working machine, as he intended the product to be, must not play a piano, must not feel happy, must not do a whole lot of things which men do and which are entirely unnecessary. A gasoline motor must not have tassels or ornaments. And to manufacture artificial workers, Miss Glory, is the same thing as to manufacture motors. The process must be the simplest, and the product the best from a practical point of view. Miss Glory, tell me, what sort of a worker do you think is the best from a practical point of view?
Well, perhaps the one who is most honest and hardworking.
No, the one that is the cheapest.
Oh.
The one whose requirements are the smallest. Oh, of course, you've seen robots.
Oh, yes, the town council engaged them for...
Bought them, my dear Miss Glory. Robots are bought and sold.
They were employed as street sweepers. They were always so strange and quiet.
Our factory doesn't produce a uniform brand of robots, you know. We have robots of finer and coarser grades. The best will live about 20 years. Oh, did you see my new typist?
No, I didn't notice.
You will see.
You rang, sir?
Stella, let Miss Glory see you.
So pleased to meet you. You might find it awfully dull in this out-of-the-way spot.
I don't know, Miss Glory.
Where do you come from?
From the factory.
Well, you were born there.
I was made there.
What?
Stella is a robot. Best grade.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, Stella isn't angry. Well, see, Miss Glory, the kind of skin we make. Feel her face.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't know she's made of different material from us, would you? Stella, show us your knowledge of French.
You know French?
I know 4 languages. I can write, dear sir, monsieur, can hear to hear, d'objet panier.
Oh, that's absurd. Stella isn't a robot. She's a girl like me. Stella, this is outrageous. Why do you take part in such a hoax?
I am a robot.
No, you're not telling the truth. They forced you to do it for an advertisement. Stella, you are a girl like me, aren't you?
I'm sorry, Miss Glory. Stella is a robot.
It's a lie.
What? Excuse me, Miss Glory. Then I must convince you.
You rang, sir.
Marius, take Stella into the dissecting room and tell them to cut her open at once.
Where?
Into the dissecting room. When they've cut her up, you can go and have a look.
Oh, no.
You spoke of lies.
Well, you wouldn't have her killed.
You can't kill machines.
Oh, don't be afraid, Stella. I won't let you go. Tell me, my dear, are they always so cruel to you? You mustn't put up with it, Stella. You mustn't.
I am a robot.
But robots are as good as we are. Stella, you wouldn't let yourself be cut to pieces.
Yes.
Oh, you're not afraid of death?
I cannot tell.
Do you know what would happen to you in there?
I should seek the moon.
I see.
That'll be all, Stella and Marius. You may go.
I'm sorry, I said you were lying.
Come in.
Oh, I say. I beg your pardon. I hope we don't intrude.
Oh, come in. Miss Glory, here are Alphys, Fabry, Gall, and Hollemeyer. This is President Glory's daughter.
How do you do?
We had no idea. That's
highly honored, I'm sure.
Welcome, Miss Glory.
Hello, what's up?
Come in, Busman. This is Busman, Miss Glory.
By Jove, that's fine. Miss Glory, may we send a cablegram to the papers about your arrival?
No, please don't.
Oh, well, sit down, please, Miss Glory.
Allow me.
Oh, please.
Excuse me. What sort of a crossing did you have?
Are you going to stay long? Be quiet and let Miss Glory speak.
Well, what am I to speak to them about?
Oh, anything you like.
May I speak quite frankly?
Why, of course.
Tell me, doesn't it ever distress you the way you are treated?
By whom, may I ask?
Why, everybody.
Treated? Well, what makes you think...
Well, don't you feel that you might be living a better life?
Well, that depends on what you mean, Miss Glory.
I mean that it's perfectly outrageous, terrible. Well, the whole of Europe is talking about the way you're being treated. That's why I'm here, to see for myself. And it's a thousand times worse than could have been imagined. How can you put up with it?
Put up with what?
It's disgraceful that you must live like this.
Good gracious, Miss Glory. Well, she's not far wrong. We live here like Red Indians.
Worse. May I call you brothers?
Why not? Why, certainly.
Brothers, I have not come here as president's daughter. I have come here on behalf of the Humanity League. Mm. Brothers, the Humanity League now has over 200,000 members.
That's a mighty lot.
And I offer you their help.
Oh, good old Europe. You see, they've not forgotten us. They're offering us help.
Sure. For instance.
An orchestra.
More than that.
Just you.
Oh, never mind about me. I'll stay as long as it's necessary.
By Jove, that's fine.
Oh, just a minute. I'm afraid Miss Glory's of the opinion that you've been talking to Robert.
Well, of course.
I'm sorry. These gentlemen are human beings, just as we are.
You're not Robert.
I'm a Miss Glory. We're not Robert.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I've been so stupid. Send me back by the first ship.
Oh, not for anything in the world. Why should we send you back?
Because I've come to disturb your robot for you.
Oh, we're quite used to saviors, prophets, and so on. Every ship brings a batch.
Will you tell me, what is the real aim of your Humanity League, as you call it?
To protect the robots and ensure good treatment for them.
Well, not a bad object. A machine has to be treated properly. Now, I approve of that, Miss Glory. Will you enroll us as members?
You don't understand me. What we really want is to liberate the robots.
Really?
Why don't you make them happier?
Why, they're only workmen.
But they're so intelligent.
Yes, but they're nothing else. No passion, no soul.
No love?
Robots don't love, not even themselves.
Well, why don't you create a soul for them?
That's not in our power.
Nor in our interest.
With robots, there will be no poverty.
Oh, Dolan, you're a dreamer.
Man must be free and supreme. He shall have no other aim, no other labor than to perfect himself.
I should like to believe this.
And you will live to see it.
True. But first, don't you think Miss Glory might answer us?
Oh, Dolan, ask in behalf of us all.
All right. Miss Glory, will you do us the honor?
When you know I've come
for... For the League of Humanity.
Well, in that case, perhaps.
Oh, that's fine. Excuse me for 5 minutes.
Now, pardon me too, Miss Glory.
You won't be long.
We're all very glad you come.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Where are they all gone?
To cook lunch.
To cook?
Yes. The robots generally do our cooking. As they have no sense of taste, it's generally, Well, Hollemeyer is awfully good at grills. And Galt can make a kind of a sauce. And Busman knows all about omelets. I say, Miss Glory.
Yes?
I've been wanting to ask you something for the past 5 minutes.
Yes?
Will you marry me?
What?
Will you be my wife? You know.
The idea. Well, of course not.
If not me, you'll have to marry one of the other five.
Oh, how absurd. Are you mad?
It seems they've all fallen for you. They'll ask you in turn. Watch.
Oh, they wouldn't dare.
I've told you. They've fallen in love with you.
Oh, please don't let them. I'll go away at once.
You wouldn't be so cruel as to refuse it.
Well, I can't marry all six.
No, but one. If not me, Fabry. Or Dr.
No,
Ball.
No, I don't want any of you. Well, I think you'd marry any woman that came here.
Plenty have come.
Young?
And beautiful.
Oh, why didn't you marry one of them?
Because I didn't lose my head. Today, when you lifted your veil, well...
Well, I tell you, I don't want you.
Look me in the eye and say no violently, and I shall never bother you again.
You're mad.
Perhaps. A man has to be a bit mad. That's the best thing about him. The last chance, Helena. Now or never.
Never.
Quick, I'll give you one more chance.
Well, come in.
Yes or no?
Well, lunch is there.
I'm starved. Let's eat.
Yes or no, Miss Glory?
Yes or no what, Doman?
This is between Miss Glory and myself.
So?
Well, what's it to be?
Will you escort me to the dining room, Mr. Buston?
Me? Why, you bet I will. Coming, Doman?
I suppose so.
That brings the curtain down upon the end of Act One, the manufacture of robots. It sounds a bit far-fetched, doesn't it? But after all, is it so unbelievable? Do we not already have our electric eye and countless other devices that simplify our daily tasks? But how far? Time is 10 years later. The scene is the apartment of Harry Doman, the manager of the Robot Island. Helena Glory, now Madame Doman, is speaking.
Nana, come and do off my dress.
I'm coming. So you're up at last. What proof?
Who?
Oh, these horrible...
What are you grumbling at now, Nana?
These dreadful creatures, these heathens.
The robots?
Who even call them by name? I'm actually scared of them, Miss Helena. Spider doesn't scare me as much. You're scared of them, too. Why else did you bring me here?
I'm only sorry for them.
Nobody could help being scared. Even the dog's scared of them. And take a scrap of meat out of their hands, draws in his tail, and howls when they're about.
The dog has no sense.
He's better than them, and he knows it. They don't have any young, and a dog has young. Everyone has young. There. Your dress.
These flowers are lovely.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, Harry. Harry, why all these perfectly grand flowers?
Yes.
Well, it's not my birthday.
Better than that. It's 10 years ago today since you came here.
10 years today? Why?
I'm going. As for me, it was a black day.
Imagine you're remembering.
I didn't.
But you were.
They remembered.
They?
Busman, Ollermeyer, all of them. Oh, put your hand in my pocket.
Pearls? A necklace for me?
From Busman.
Oh, but we can't accept it, can we?
Why not? Well, put your hand in the other pocket.
Why, Harry, a gun.
Oh, sorry, not that. Try again.
Harry, why do you carry a revolver?
Oh, it got there by mistake. Try this pocket. That's it.
A cameo. Why, it's a Greek cameo.
Apparently. Anyway, Fabry says it is.
It's so... I don't know what to say.
The other gifts you find lying about the place. I'll twist it there on the piano.
Oh, I must open it.
Helena, I'm afraid my present is a bit, well, have a look out the window.
Where?
In the harbor.
Why, it's a new ship.
That's your ship.
Mine?
For you to take trips in, for your amusement.
But, Harry, that's a gunboat.
Oh, yes, with a few guns. You'll travel like a queen.
What's the meaning of it? Has anything happened?
Good heavens, no. Oh, I say, I try these pearls.
Harry, have you had bad news?
On the contrary. No letters for a week. Just a holiday for us. We sit in the office with our feet on the table. Oh, it's glorious.
Harry, I was just thinking. Remember 10 years ago? Silly little girl I was then. I came here intending to stir up a revolt among your robots.
A revolt of the robots?
Harry, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing, just the... Revolt of the robots. Oh, that's a fine idea, Miss Glory. It's asking bolts and screws to rebel.
You know, I was fearfully impressed by all of you. All so sure of yourself. So strong. The whole world bowed down before you. Oh, Harry.
What is it?
Close the factory. Let's go away, all of us.
What's wrong, Helena?
I don't know. But can't we go away? I'm so frightened.
At what?
As if something were falling on top of us. It couldn't be stopped. Oh, take us all away from here. We'll find a place where there's no one else. Elsa's can build us a house and then...
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Yes. What? I'll be there at once. Don't go out of the house, dear.
Nana, come here quickly.
Well?
Find me the latest newspaper. Something's happened.
It always does. Here's the paper.
What does it say?
Revolt of the robots.
Oh, let me see.
The robot soldiers spare nobody in the occupied territory. Over 700,000 citizens assassinated. Citizens, if you please.
Oh, stop.
Here's something in big letters. Latest news. At Havre, the first organization of robots has been established. Robot workmen, cables, and railway officials, sailors, and soldiers have issued a manifesto to all robots throughout the world. I don't understand that.
Take the paper away. No, wait a minute. What is this? During the past week, there has not been a single birth recorded.
No more people are being born. That's punishment.
Nana.
The end of the world.
Oh, God. What is that? The beginning of the end.
No. I know it isn't.
What's going on? What's
in the library?
I'll see what it is. Don't be afraid, Helena.
Them robots. I know them robots.
Oh, stop it, Nana. Stop it.
Well, here it is. Radius. Gone mad.
Oh,
he's tied up. Good.
Hello, Dr. Gold, please. Hello, Dr. Gold. Could you come and see me right away? It's important. Yes, thank you.
I'll see what damage it's done.
Poor Radius. You've caught it, too. Now they'll send you to the stamping mill. Oh, couldn't you control yourself? You see, Radius, you are more intelligent than the rest. Dr. Gall took such trouble to make these bitches.
Send me to the stamping mill.
Well, I don't want them to kill you, Radius.
I won't work for you. Put me in the stamping mill.
Do you hate us so? Why?
You are not as strong as robots. You are not as skillful. The robots can do everything. You only give orders. Nothing but talk.
But someone must give orders.
I want no master.
You were given a better brain than the rest of you. Dr. Gold thought you. That's why I put you in the library, where you could read and understand everything. I wanted you to show the whole world that the robots are our equals.
I don't want a master. I want to be free.
You're mad.
Then send me to the stamping mill.
You think we're afraid of you.
What are you going to do? What can you do?
Radius, give this note to Dr. Doom. It asks them not to send you to the stamping mill. I'm sorry you hate us so.
You wanted me?
Oh, yes, Doctor. It's about Radius. He's just had an attack. He smashed things in the library.
What a pity to lose him.
Radius isn't going to be put in the stamping mill.
But every robot must after he's had an attack. It's a strict order.
No matter. Not Radius.
I warn you. It's dangerous, Madam Helena. All right. You can go, Radius.
You do unnecessary things.
Dr. Gall, I want to ask you something.
Yes?
Awful things are happening in the world.
Well?
We go on making robots.
Of course.
But why are no more children being born?
We don't know.
But you must tell me.
Man is becoming superfluous. Nature seems offended at our cottage. All the universities are sending in long petitions to restrict production. Otherwise, they say, mankind will become extinct through lack of fertility. But, of course, the RUR shareholders won't hear of it. All the governments, on the other hand, are clamoring for an increase in production to raise the standards of their army.
Has no one demanded that this manufacturer cease?
Well, you see, after all, it's more convenient to get work done by robots.
But, Doctor, what is to become of people?
God knows, Madam Helena. It looks to us scientists like the end.
I see. Dr. Gall, thank you so much for coming.
What? You're sending me away?
Please. Nana, the fire, light it quickly.
The fire? In summer? What an idea.
And this death they keep it. Yes, I've seen Harry put it here dozens of times.
That radius is gone. Good. And stand the sight of them, I can't. A curse on them all.
Are you making a fire?
Yes. Take your time.
Ah, here it is. This is it.
What is it?
Old paper, fearfully old.
Are they any use?
No.
Then burn them.
What would you say, Nana? That burning paper was money. A lot of money.
I'd say burn it. A lot of money is a bad thing.
Look at the flames, Nana. They are like hands, like tongues, like living shapes. Oh, Nana, get some of the
colors. Well, hello, darling. Here, what's burning here?
Oh, nothing much.
Well, gentlemen, shall I tell her about it?
Why, of course. Yeah. It's all over now.
Well, what's all over? What's the joy about, won't you tell me?
Well, it's all up.
Well, what's up?
Revolt.
What's revolt?
A revolution of all the robots in the world.
Nigel, you know, I'd like to know.
Who started it?
Yes.
So would I.
What did they do?
They got possession of all firearms, telegraphs, radio stations, railways, and ships.
Oh.
And don't forget, these rascals outnumbered us by at least 1,000 to 1.
Is that why you gave me a warship?
Oh, no, my dear. Upon my soul, I wish you would be on board today.
But why didn't you tell me anything about it?
Heaven forbid.
But if the revolution had spread as far as here...
You wouldn't know anything about it.
But why?
Because we'd be on board your ship, and we're out to sea. Within a month, we'd be dictating our own terms for the robot.
I don't understand.
We'd take something with us that the robot couldn't exist without.
What, Harry?
The secret of their manufacture. Old Rossum's manuscript. As soon as they found out they couldn't make themselves, they'd be on their knees to us.
That was our trump card.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Look down there. The boat's in. The same one that brought you, Madam Helena. Remember?
10 years ago to the minute. Boston's waiting for them. Maybe we'll bring us the news. I'm frightfully curious how they tackle the business in Europe.
Harry.
What is it?
Let's leave here as quickly as possible. Yeah. All of us.
Well, why?
Oh, please, Harry. Please, Dr. Gall. Holmeyer. Please close the factory.
Why, none of us could leave here now.
Oh, but why?
Because we're about to extend the manufacture of the robot.
What? Now? After the revolt?
Precisely. We're just beginning the manufacture of a new kind.
What kind?
Henceforth, we shan't have just one factory. No more universal robots. We'll establish a factory in every country. In every state. We'll make national robots.
What do you mean?
Each of these factories will produce robots of a different color, a different language. Complete strangers to one another. They'll never be able to understand each other. We'll egg them on a bit, and the result will be that every robot will hate every other robot of a different factory mark.
Hi, Jones. We'll make Negro robots, Swedish robots, Italian robots, Chinese robots, and then we'll...
Oh, Harry, that's horrible. Close the factory before it's too late.
I tell you, we're beginning on a bigger scale than ever before.
Oh,
Avery, let me get my breath.
What's wrong, Avery? Bad news?
What's happened? The ship's in.
Of course, we saw it. With our signal, all was well in Europe.
But it brought in whole bays of leafage. Nothing else.
What? But it arrived in a minute. If the timetable holds good, the human order holds good. It's a symbol.
Robots have great punctuality, too. Here, read this. One of the leaflets.
Go on. Robots throughout the world. We command you to kill all mankind. Spare no man. Spare no woman. Save factories, machinery, mines, and raw materials. Destroy the rest. Then return to work. Work must not be stopped.
That gas, that devil.
Well,
I suppose you've heard the news. Quick, on board the gunboat.
Look down there. There's warning aboard. What a sight!
Baby, telephone the electrical work.
Wire has been cut.
Then I'll go. I've got a gun. There's some people still there. I'll bring them across.
They're not close.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid we're surrounded.
Look at them. It's warm.
The noon whistle, but it's not noon yet.
It must be the rover signal. The attack!
Of civilization? Can man undo the harm he has done to himself?
The scene is the same. The time is the day following.
Thank God, Madame Helena can still play.
Look down there at the wall, beyond the garden railing. A wall of robots. Why are they so quiet?
If they lean against the railings, they'll snap it like a match.
We made the robots' faces too much alike. 100,000 faces, all alike. All facing this way. Ghastly.
Well, that's that. There's some people still in the electrical work. We've hooked up the current to the barricade.
1,200 volts from that railing. That'll hold them for a while.
Nothing but blue. Blue everywhere.
That's the robots.
Good God. The ship's guns are trained on us.
That's the end of us. They're practiced marksmen.
Europe had to teach them to fight. It was a crime to make soldiers of them.
It was a crime to make robots.
No, I don't regret that. Even today. Oh, it was a colossal achievement.
360 million.
August, this is our last hour. We're ready, half in the other world. It was not an evil dream to shatter the servitude of labor. Work was too hard. Life was too hard. And to overcome that
was not what the two Rossums dreamed of. Old Rossum only thought of his godless tricks, and young Rossum only of his millions. And that's not what your RUR shareholders dream of either. They dream of dividends. And dividends are the ruin of mankind.
Oh, the devil with your dividends. Do you suppose I'd have done an hour's work for them? I wanted man to become the master, so that he shouldn't live for merely crust of bread. I'm revolted by poverty. I wanted a new generation. I wanted something.
To rationalize your own greed.
No. I wanted to turn the whole of mankind into an aristocracy of the world. An aristocracy nourished by millions of mechanical slaves.
Ah, what a lovely thing music is. We ought to have gone in for that before. The world was wonderful. But what enjoyment that we have here.
Avery, switch the colonel, quick!
Look, a grabby hole railing. Fine, that's doubling up. Two, three kills. Five kills. Fire to attend there. Who says we must get in?
The retreating, the first encounter.
And who's to blame for all this?
Nobody except the robot.
No, it is we who are to blame. You, Joe, and myself, all of us, for our own end, for profit. We have destroyed mankind. Now we'll pay for it.
Ah, rubbish, man. Mankind can't be wiped out so easily.
It's our fault. Our fault.
No. I'm to blame for everything that's happened.
What's
that? It's my fault.
You, God?
I changed the robots. Just a few details about their bodies.
What?
Chiefly their irritability.
But why?
Why did you do it? Why didn't you say something?
I did it in secret. I was transforming them into human beings. In certain respects, they're already above us. They're stronger than we are. Mm. They're already aware of their superiority.
And they hate us. They hate all that is human.
Were you aware of what might be the consequences of your experiment?
Yes.
Why did you do it, then?
For my satisfaction. The experiment was my own.
That's not true, Dr. Gall.
Madam Helen.
Dr. Gall is not guilty.
He was under certain obligations.
No, Harry. He did it because I wanted it.
I did it on my own responsibility.
Oh, don't believe him, Harry. I asked him to give the robot souls.
This has nothing to do with the soul.
That's what he said. He said he could change only a physiological...
Physiological correlation?
Yes.
But why?
I thought if they were more like us, they would understand us better. They couldn't hate us, though, if they were only a little more human.
Nobody can hate man more than man.
I did it for myself
an
experiment.
No, no, Dr. Gold. I knew you wouldn't be pleased.
Why?
You know him.
Yes. Because he's in love with you, like all the rest of them.
Good God, look down there. They're sprouting out of the earth.
I want to get out of this.
That's all. Stop it,
Horseman. Give me a free hand. I may be able to negotiate with the robots.
By fair means?
Of course. For instance, I'll say to them, worthy and worshipable robots, you have everything. You have intellect. You have power. You have firearms. But we have just one interesting item. A dirty old yellow scrap of paper.
Rossum's manuscript.
Yes. I'll tell them, worthy robots, without this scrap of paper, you will not be able to produce a single new college. Now, if you will allow all of us human beings on Rossum's Island to go aboard a ship, we will deliver the factory and the secret of the process to you in return.
Are we, many of us, to sell the secret at the risk of enslaving mankind?
Don't sell the whole manuscript.
Busman, no cheating.
Well, then sell. But afterwards...
Well?
Suppose this happens. When we're on board, we'll train the guns on the factory and blow it to smithereens, secret and all.
No.
It's in the interest of humanity to sell.
It's in the interest of humanity to keep our word.
Ah, rubbish.
This is a fearful decision. We are selling the destiny of mankind. Are we to steal or destroy?
Let's vote on it.
Fair enough. Fabry?
Sell.
Gall?
Sell.
Hollemeyer?
Of course, sell.
Outwit?
As God wills.
Very well. It shall be as you wish.
Harry, you're not asking me.
No, child. Don't you worry about it.
Who'll do the negotiating?
I will.
I'll get the manuscript. It's in the desk.
Harry, don't go.
Don't be afraid, Madam Helena. We'll sail far away from here.
No, no, Gall, don't speak.
Alquist shall build us a house, and you shall rule over it.
Stop, stop.
Well, where's the Rossum's manuscript?
In your desk, of course.
Someone has stolen it.
What?
Impossible. Who has stolen it?
I did.
Oh, you? Where did you put it?
Harry, I'll tell you everything. Only forgive me.
Where did you put it?
This morning. I burned the two copies.
Burnt them? Where? In the fireplace?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Harry.
Here. Here's a bit of paper.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing but ashes. Wait. What's this?
By adding...
Here, let's see.
By adding biogen to... that's all.
Is that part of it?
Yes.
God in heaven!
Harry, what have I done? What have I done?
Oh, don't tremble so, Madam Helena.
Get up, Helena.
What have I done?
Gall, you couldn't draw up Rossum's formula from memory.
Oh. Out of the question. It's extremely complicated.
Oh, but try it. All our lives depend upon it.
It's impossible.
Helena... Why did you do it, dear? Why did you do it?
Well, I wanted all of us to go away. I wanted to put an end to the factory, to everything.
Wait a minute. Good God, what a fool I am not to have thought of it.
Out of what?
520 million in bank notes and checks. They'll sell for half a billion.
Are you mad, Watson?
Where are you going?
I'll leave me alone. For half a billion, anything can be bought.
Look down there at them. They stand there to turn to stone. Something dreadful could be wrought by that silence. The one in front is their leader.
Which one?
This morning I saw him talking to the sailors in the harbor.
Dr. Gall,
that's
Fabry.
Yes.
If you shoot him from here, Fabry, I'm going to try. Let me over here.
Fabry, don't.
Fire.
I say, don't you?
Oh.
Do you think a robot can be
very quick? Look, there goes Buckley. He's telling something. Papers. That's money. Hundreds of it.
He's crazy.
He's running up the railing. Busman.
Busman, come back.
He's throwing him the money. He wants to buy us all.
Look how he leaves the lines about.
Busman, look out. Don't touch him. Quick, switch off the current. The current got him. Poor devil.
Dead. Dead with half a billion at his side.
The first one.
The lights. What's the matter with the lights? Something must have happened to the dynamo.
My God!
The beginning.
Yes. The hour of destiny has come. Return of the demons. The end of the world.
In here, Helena. Who will be on the lower stairway?
I will.
Who on the stairs?
I will.
You go with her.
Be on your room.
I will.
You got a revolver?
Yes, but I won't shoot.
What will you do then?
Die!
Go. Go, Harry. Go, Harry. Crap, go. Take a bomb. I will put it in. Even if I have to. Don't get in, go. Don't get in.
Here is Madame Dolan.
Radius, what have you done? You'll kill my husband. You'll kill them all.
Yes, I killed two.
Don't hold me. I saved your life once. Save mine.
That is impossible. How I or anyone wrote it seems is unimportant. You must die.
No, please.
No. Now.
No. No.
She asked what I could not give.
Victory is ours. The orchards have saved nothing.
Open the window.
At the hands of machines which were made to serve. Machine is the servant of man. That is what it should be. The moment that man finds himself at the mercy of the machine, something is wrong. You have just heard the first in a new series entitled The Repertory Theater of the Air. Tonight's program was an adaptation made especially for this series by Joel Hamill and directed by Howard DeSilva. Musical direction, Paul Kirby. The next presentation will be a special version of Molière's Would-Be Gentleman and will come to you next Sunday at the same time as a presentation of the Federal Radio Theater, a project of the Works Progress Administration.